express yourself. Hello, hello, good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talk Line. It's November 30th, and I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchett. Good morning.
And we're here ready to take your calls, your emails, hear what's on your mind, maybe give you some announcements, let you know what the weather's going to be like, and wish everyone well who's in Anchorage. And people, and I'm sure people who are listening have family in Anchorage. I have friends who are in Anchorage, and we're watching closely what's coming from that earthquake. There's a tsunami warning now. So, anyway. So,
if there's any latest updates, you know, we'll certainly let you know, you know. But if somebody in Anchorage is listening and would like to call in and describe what's going on around you, you know, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
We got a caller, caller this morning coming from Bethel.
John.
We have John Nick. Good morning, John.
Morning, everyone.
Okay. Well,
that was a bum thing to hear this morning.
Made me cry
a little bit because I was worried about my family over there.
In Wasilla?
Yeah, and other people, you know.
Me.
If you have family over there, I urge you to get a hold of them, make sure they're all okay. Just to reassure yourself, you know. Because that's kind of an unknown thing that you're, you know, when you pick up the phone and stuff, you don't want to get shocked or nothing. Be good to check on and make sure that everything's okay. Everything's okay with our family. They're boy, Chuck and Mary were lucky they were on the highway when that happened. Oh, man, I'm glad they're okay. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, boy, it's warm out again and... when you're driving, I think it might be slippery. Please be careful, you know. And when you're on that river, be out cautious. I've been hearing there's a lot of open areas right now, and this fresh snow is deceiving to one's eye if you're going with a snow machine really fast. You've got to look ahead of you. Use your common sense, because there's enough tragedies. We don't want to have to dig out somebody, a family member, or and help rescue someone when it can be prevented. And don't drink and drive. That's the real way of going.
That's right.
Be careful, really careful, and be cautious. Your life means something to everyone, you know? So I hope everyone's okay, and hope somebody calls about that. Chuck and Ann told me some of the bridges collapsed, or Chuck told me. I don't know how many, though. But that was a pretty powerful earthquake.
Yeah.
I better let you go so others can call.
Okay.
Well, please, everyone, have a good, safe day today, and think of your loved ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. You know, there's a change in the weather. You can feel that and see that now.
Yeah.
You know, there's some changes in the weather expected and developing as we talk. So, yes, John is right. You've got to be careful. Conditions can change suddenly and rapidly around here, so we just have to be vigilant and be careful.
As a matter of fact, today we're going to have areas of freezing fog in the morning, partly sunny with scattered snow showers in the morning, then rain and a chance of snow in the afternoon. Tonight there's going to be rain, low in the mid-20s to lower 30s, and Saturday mostly cloudy, but again a chance of rain in the morning, then isolated rain and snow showers in the afternoon.
Yes, and the trails are questionable at this time. You know, I talked with people yesterday about the trail from here to the Tundra Villages at Moshok Nunup in that area, and then there are still places that are not that people should not be traveling on. So we got thin ice and nothing, no danger areas are marked in that trail at this time.
Oh, good. Okay, well, it looks like we have a caller from Anchorage. Hey. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line, and how are you?
I'm okay, but we just had a scary this morning. It was unexpected. It was a 7.2 earthquake.
Yeah.
Everything was shaking, and... man, that was scary. And the that one bridge, I just heard it collapsed over going towards the airport. And I hopefully those people are okay, and it was unexpected. And
wow.
So I'm just, I know there's a lot of people are coming to the hospital just to be safe, and another thing, there's a tsunami warning, but I know everybody's okay. Just after that 7.2 earthquake.
What did it feel like for you? Where were you?
I was at my sister's house. I thought it was, it felt like, you know, a car must have hit the house, but it wasn't.
Wow.
It was just shaking a little hard. Boy, I started, me and my sister, my auntie, we started panicking, and my dad said he went to the store, and he said there was stuff being shaked up on the shelves at the store, and so it was scary.
Sounds like it. And are you going to, will you have to move or go somewhere because of the tsunami warning?
We're at the NMC building right now, and so they said the building is really strong, so
you're just going to stay there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry how frightening that must have been.
Yeah, it was frightening this morning. It was unexpected.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're safe, and it sounds like you're at the right place to be for the tsunami warning, and I hope things go better today.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that my mom, she pulled it up because she was in ICU for 2 weeks, and I know we almost lost her, but she's doing much more better, and she's at a better home place over in Muldoon, so it's not too far from my sister's place. We've been going to visit her.
Oh, wow.
So it's so good to be with my mom.
Good.
All right. That's good to hear she's improving.
We're okay right now, but after that earthquake, scary.
Okay,
good morning.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, okay. Next we have Alexi from Napakiak. Hello, Alexi. You're welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning to you both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. This earthquake, I didn't manage to wait to get up and hear it, but it could happen any time, you know, while we're sleeping during the day. It could happen any time, so.
And anywhere.
Pray for, anywhere. It could happen anywhere in the world. And it just happened in Anchorage. And I got to call my sister and my niece and nephews, make sure they're all okay. And if there's a tsunami warning, I hope they all go up to the mountains, because that tsunami is bad, too. It kills people. If it's big, it's going to kill people. So, yes, we need to pray for all of them. And I'm glad Don mentioned those, the river, of the condition of the river. This year, this time of the month, we usually go back and forth with a truck from here to, from Bethel to here. This time of the month, we usually go back and forth doing something, but it's changed. The weather's changed. It's changing all over the world, even here. And this year we had a warm weather, not really cold weather. And most of the river right now is very dangerous because we didn't have a really cold spell hit our area to make it thick enough for the trucks to go down. It snowed, and the snow is like a blanket on the top of the river. On ice, it's just like a blanket, and regardless of how cold it is, it's going to on the ice is going to probably will get it really slow, not fast as usual because of the snow that is on top of the ice. And a lot of it right now, we have a thin, not thick ice on the river. So we can't go anywhere. Got to follow the trails. Got to follow the trails. If there's a trail mark, follow that trail mark. Don't go off the road and wander off. Because that trail, whoever marked it, is safe. It's a safe place to go. And I urge everybody that if they are traveling, follow the trail. Don't go on the side. And if you go, please go with someone that...
Okay.
You know, go with someone so that you guys will help each other if something happens.
Yes.
And that's all I wanted to say, and hopefully everybody will be okay over there.
Okay.
If you have relatives, all of you, if you have relatives, call them. Just make sure they are okay, because I'm going to call my sister.
Thanks
for taking my call.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we have another caller from Anchorage, and we really appreciate people calling in from Anchorage and letting us know how you are. Irma is next from Anchorage. Good morning, Irma. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning, Diane.
Oh, hi, Irma.
Good morning.
Hi. That Irma. I know you.
Yeah. Well, it was a scary experience.
Where were you?
I was on the second floor in my sister's apartment, and everything started shaking, falling down, crashing. I thought my meeting would be still going on at the Frontier building, so I drove, and some of the lights are out, and I just heard that there's a big hole on Minnesota and International, and there's several fires, and I'm stuck in traffic because the traffic is...
Oh, my God, you were so dedicated to try to still go to the meeting. Oh, my gosh. Are you safe, though, in the traffic? I mean, is everything kind of okay around you?
Yeah, everything is okay. I'm stuck on Seward Highway in Benson. Everything is packed up.
Oh, I know that area. Okay.
I'm still shaking.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very scary experience. I've never been in a... earthquake, but my family's okay. There's a lot of ADCP workers in Anchorage too. I'm assuming they're okay too.
Right. I think. Well, the BIA providers conference is going on.
Yeah. I think it ended yesterday, but I had a different meeting.
Okay. So was it was the earthquake strong enough that you could you walk while it was happening, or did you have to steady yourself?
I had to study myself, and I didn't know I should have ran out of the apartment. I just kind of stood there, and everything was crashing down. I didn't know what to do, and then after the fact, my neighbors told me you should have at least, laid down under a table or actually run out, but I didn't know what to do.
Of course. I mean, that's an unusual event for you to experience, right?
Yeah. Scary. But I hope I make it home tonight. Somebody said airport is closed.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. The Alaska Air might not have all its flights. Well, I mean, just try to relax and just sit back in your car because it sounds like you're going to be sitting there a little bit and take care of yourself.
All right. Have a good Friday.
So glad you called, Irma.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. You know, what's that called? Where the center of the earthquake is? Anybody heard where?
I think where it was just 30 miles from downtown Anchorage. So it was very close, and that was part of why they felt it so much, because it was so nearby. I guess it affected the whole area and across Cook Inlet and down Kenai Peninsula, and so we're kind of probably getting different reports as time goes on.
Our lines are open. Feel free to call 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985. Or you can, the other number, 543-2756.
800-995-8954, radio@kyuk.org.
And we'll read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous in all counts. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to Minnie Simon in Hooper Bay, who texted me. She's listening. Hi, Minnie.
Okay.
And do your homework. All right, Susan from Bethel. Good morning.
10-11 is having the latest on this.
Oh, what is it saying?
And the epicenter was like 5 miles north of Anchorage.
Five miles.
Okay.
Yeah, and like Eagle River area. And then 25 miles deep, which is really shallow for an Alaskan earthquake. And they said it was a 7.
Mm-hmm.
There's some road damage, bridge damage. They don't have all the details on that. So that's probably what's causing traffic backups.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a tsunami warning that's being kind of let down and canceled. It was along the, not Anchorage area, but the Cook Inlet and the surrounding areas. They're canceling some of them. They're because the epicenter was in the on our land, not on the ocean. They're looking at the water patterns and stuff and canceling the tsunami things one at a time. So that might not happen, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
When we had the 64 one, that one was in a different location, the epicenter, and that caused tsunamis even down in California. So I was in first grade when that happened. Yeah, when there's an earthquake, you got to dive under a desk or a table.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's nothing to dive underneath, stand at a doorway. Because if you're in an apartment, you got to go down all these steps and stuff. And these buildings, if they're newer, they're earthquake-proof. So you got to stand at a doorway if you don't have anything to dive underneath. And the Channel 11 news people, they're showing the picture of their news crew station.
Yeah.
And everything's a mess, but they point out under the desk it's all clear. And that's what the guy that was there did. He dove under a desk until it was over.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one, and they said there'd be a big one happening, and it was always not if but when, and now it's the when. So, and I got lots of family over there. I'm going to try to call and text
sure.
and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got family in Eagle River and downtown Anchorage and all that. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
thank you, Susan.
Yep. And there's a big the Saturday market's taking a break this Saturday, and that's when we do our bazaar at the VFW Auxiliary.
Yeah, that's tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Yeah, and the tables are $10, and they're big bingo tables, so you can really bring a lot of stuff to sell.
Good.
Big bingo tables, still at $10 a table, and $5 half, and it's from 10 till 2. And we'll try to open up at 9 to take down some chairs and stuff so we can have tables for the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be chili there, too.
Oh, delish.
All right.
All right, thank you, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, good.
All right, so I did want to point out that Bethel Search and Rescue warns that river travel is not safe at this time. The ice is thin and filled with open holes. The mouths of both steamboat and straight sloughs have recently frozen over, and the ice is 1 inch or less. Search and rescue groups are marking 2 open holes below Akiachuk and 1 open hole at the mouth of the Gweek River. Travelers are advised to stay on overland trails and off the river. Now, they do have that warning in Yukon, so do you want to read that, or do you want to repeat that? Yeah, because they wrote it out there. So.
Well, I already kind of, mind.
Oh.
No, I'm just going to say in Yupik, though, what's what you just read. Quick River Bangani down at Chalaipa, Chal Nasunas Kutishuyaka, Tawam Chal Asat Arnachlit Usaksaita at Aksuki, Tau Mulnak Nasuchi, Morisk Nasuchi, Rilhtakovchi, Chaleso. Imma nunakun pichpasuluchi piskumayakatsi chingumachi aganachokulaka achakulku kwihkun chal nanvat illachali kumum loksaidut.
Okay. So
yes,
and I don't think the river's gonna get any better in the next few days. Not with rain, snow and warmer
and sounds warm coming up. It's
That's
gonna
true.
Be pretty warm, maybe even up to the 40s by
tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday, there'll be a celebration of life for Mary Chiunuk.
Chiunuk. You said it right.
Pete. That will be held this Sunday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Cultural Center. And this is a traditional foods potluck. So foods that are traditional to your particular culture, whoever you may be, are welcome. And that would have been something that Mary would have really enjoyed. Mm. So again, December 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Cultural Center will be that celebration of life for Mary Pete.
I don't know if we're having problems with our phone lines, you know, but do call.
Yeah, go ahead and call. And you can also email radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your email over the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think we had another, we may have another call coming in. The YK Fitness Center has immediate openings for lifeguards and is offering free lifeguard training tomorrow and Sunday and also next weekend, the 8th and 9th. So if you go to ykfitness.org, you'll get more information on that lifeguard class.
Good.
Okay, we have Mark who's called in. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. The Anchorage Airport is reporting they are open. They are landing and departing. But drive carefully because the Minnesota off-ramp has collapsed. And
Which off-ramp?
Minnesota. There's a car stuck right in the middle of where it went down. It's not real deep there. It's like an embankment. But it's still not very pretty. There's serious road damage between Anchorage and Palmer and Wasilla. And there's a nice little montage, a little Snapchat montage that somebody put on Twitter. And one comment was, I've never seen so many cars leaving Anchorage in such a hurry. There is some gridlock there in town, both because, you know, lights are not working and because of road damage. And the tsunami warning is canceled.
Good.
And I also just got a call from Janelle Vanas. Everybody got one, a robocall, saying that there is no tsunami warning for Sitka. She's calling from Mount Edgecombe High School. So tsunami warning is canceled.
Okay.
But it looks like there was actually two separate earthquakes.
Oh.
What they're calling an aftershock was actually that earthquake. The first one was on the west side of Cook Inlet. That was the 7.2. And then the other one was like right downtown by 15th Avenue or someplace.
Wow.
And that was smaller, but still doing some damage. But there's a video of a sixth floor courtroom in the Nesbitt Courthouse downtown of lawyers diving under tables. I would not want to have been on the 19th floor of the state office building this morning.
No. Oh, wow.
So, the good news is I haven't seen, just looking at Twitter, I haven't seen any reports of any serious injuries. There's plenty of damage. There's a Fred Meyer store that's probably going to be closed for a while. Everything fell down. It looks like the sprinklers went off. It's just a mess, and I'm sure they're not the only one. I mean, every grocery store down there in South Central, I'm sure, get beat up.
Right.
But as Dermot Cole was reminding everybody, this was not a giant earthquake. It was a big earthquake. It was a strong earthquake, but it was not a giant, devastating earthquake. It's going to be, there goes our Dunleavy dividend, fixing all the roads and stuff, but, I guess we'll live another year without that.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, the airport's open in Anchorage, as I said earlier, KYUK said earlier, the AMSIP kids have been checking in and saying they're all good down there. There's a whole bunch of them.
Wow.
So it's just, it looks like it's more of a mess and hard to get around in Anchorage than anything else.
Well, good information, Mark. Thank you for bringing that to us.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Yes.
Next, we have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Stay off the river.
All right.
Please.
Uh-huh.
You could do all the writing on Overland. I went up to Joe Peach yesterday, and whoever that was that made trail, quit doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's thin. It's only 4 to 5 inches on the shore. And as you go out, it gets thinner, 3 to 2 inches.
Wow.
So, when my friend took LaRue too, somebody's doing that upriver too. Quit doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You could do all the riding on overland.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and looked at the weather channel. It was going to, I went back up and took the net off. It's not worth it.
Oh, and, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so when we have warm spell like this above freezing, the 30-degree mark, it melts from up on top and also on the bottom from the current, so both ways it melts down.
Mm, yes.
So stay off the river.
All right.
And in closing, right on the overland, there's a lot of good place to land, right on the land, and it's good to be out and be safe. Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Koyana Yvonne. Really good advice. Stay off the river.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a call from Chivak. So,
okay,
Chivak.
Good morning, Chivak.
Good morning. Yeah. Welcome.
Okay, yeah, good morning. Good morning, Elizabeth, both of you.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning, Elizabeth. And Chris Chakmit, South Central, I hope they'll be good. They'll be good. I hope so, too. Tsunami warning already. You know the tsunami warning?
Yeah. Tsunami has been canceled. We just heard.
Oh, canceled?
Yeah. So tsunami warnings are canceled.
Yeah. That's good about it then.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning from Chivak.
Okay, good morning to you.
I don't know why, I just am delighted to get greetings from these different communities. Okay, thank you, Chivak, for our greeting and comments.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our lines are open, so please feel free to call. And Peter, who has memorized all three phone numbers, is about to show off. Go.
543-KYUK, that's 543-5985. 543-2756, 800-995-8954. And you can email at radio@kyuk.org.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes. So.
Okay, there's going to be a live concert on December 6th. That's next Thursday at the Cultural Center. It's the Darina Harvey Band, which is Celtic rock from Newfoundland. Newfoundland is the furthest, just about the furthest island in the Maritime Provinces, way east on the other side of Canada. And Celtic rock, I mean, and they're really terrific. And Paul Basil, Bethel's Paul Basil, will be opening the show at 7 p.m. So you can, tickets are on sale at the Cultural Center gift shop. And Myers Farm, Top Fuel, and Faulkner Walsh are sponsors. For more information, you can call Renee at 543-4538. So we're going to take
a caller from Napaskia. Good morning, Paul at Napaskia.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I speak English or what?
Yeah, English. Today's talk show English.
Okay, yeah. I heard my cousin talking on the radio in Bethel, and he is so right. Yeah, you can have the fastest snow go, and it's still thin in front of the Pesquet. I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trail marked from Oscarville on the side of the Kuskokwim, Oscarville through to Bethel.
Oh.
And below Oscarville, there's a trail that is marked to get to the Pesquet.
Okay.
Between that and above, it is very thin.
Yeah.
You can have the fastest snow machine, but still you can fall through.
That's right.
And then I'm warning these guys that like to go really fast. Try not to go. Just because you're fast doesn't mean you're going to make it to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It is like what they said, it's less than 2 inches
mm-hmm.
in the center of the Costco cream.
Yeah.
When I took on it, and this, I've been saying it, Ayaro, that's a nice pick. That it's been hollered at us since we were kids. You need that. Before you start crossing across the river, you need to check the thickness.
Mm-hmm.
That'll save your life. You know, it's no fun searching under the ice. It is no fun.
Mm.
Honestly, it is not. So we want our younger generation to know all these things to be safe on the ice. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You know what, what that caller just expressed and said, you know, very, very true. You know, fast snow machine may be able to make it in a thinner ice, you know, and then so here comes somebody else on a slower machine, and then
who thinks it's a trail.
Yeah, following a trail, you know, they might not make it, so.
Yeah. These are great cautions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and letting us know some of these details. They're very important. We have Liz from Bethel on the line. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Peter and you.
Good morning, Liz.
Yeah, war nagnanluk.
Got that done.
Kids stay off the lake right now because it's got blanket snow.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't know, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, and around the lakes on those grassy area, some are deep.
Yeah.
How many years ago I told my grandkids, when they were going out to play out, stay off the ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Around them are thin, and the ice is not thick enough to play on the pond. One of my grandkids had to test it out, you know.
Mm.
The girl I tell, stay off the pond, you might fall through. Half hour later, she come in. Grandma, I fell through behind my grandma's house on the pond.
Mm-hmm.
What did I just tell you? To go play on the pond? And she had to learn the hard way to keep away from the pond.
Mm.
When it started, it was cold, but by then not like this weather, you know.
Mm.
It just got through freezing, so the parents got to tell their kids to keep away from the lake. Because I see a couple of kids, maybe a couple of days ago, Hanger Lake down there right here, they were walking across the lake. So people who live across the slough, please keep your, warn your kids to keep away from the lake. Yeah, it's really dangerous right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is covered with snow, and it's a blanket for the ice. Okay, King and Kwatamatumak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Yes, yes. Liz got some very good advice there. You know, on those lakes, you know how lakes freeze up. You know, the sites might be. Thicker because they're freezing up
more shallow.
No, they're the first to freeze.
Hmm.
When you watch a lake freezing up, you know the sides will freeze up and then it'll go towards the center, and usually the center area will be the last to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So the ice on a shore of the lake will be thicker, and then towards the middle you might have extremely thin ice.
Mm-hmm.
So very dangerous.
Wow. Now, have you ever had a close call?
Yeah, I've
where you
fell in.
Like you have fallen in.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But luckily it wasn't very deep. I just chest deep, and with a snow machine it fell through.
Did you lose the snow machine?
No, I was able to retrieve it by dunking in.
Did you get it out yourself?
Yeah, years back when I had a little more, you know.
When you were a younger man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, we have a call from Anchorage. Peter, welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. We had an earthquake in the Anchorage area.
Yeah, tell
yeah,
us.
We've been.
Yeah, and I woke up to very violent shaking, books falling, pictures falling, everything falling. And we're okay. My family in Wasilla and Selma are okay, but I heard there was a house that burned. There was some vehicles swallowed by the ground breaking up.
Mm.
And lights and heat affected. We have heat at home. We don't have any lights right now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Peter.
Thank you for calling,
yes.
Peter.
Nice to hear you, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded like we're back on the radio
yeah.
with Peter Twitchell. So, did you want to? Did he translate himself?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
okay.
did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was good.
All right. Good. Yeah. So we'll go ahead on to Anna from Bethel. Good morning, Anna. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Can I change the subject a little bit?
Sure.
Of course.
A lot of times, it's been bothering me ever since. I lost my niece's daughter, and there was no justice done or anything. Even with my other sister's daughter, nothing was done. There was no justice done. How come Bethel don't hire investigators to investigate something, stuff like these, like my niece's daughter, her body was recovered on Kuskokwim, way down there somewhere, above Napaskiak or below Napaskiak and Napaskiak, and seemed like there was no investigation done or anything, and there's no, I've been asking my niece and my nephew if anything was done regarding her daughter, and nothing has been done, no investigation. Why don't we hire, why don't Bethel Police Department hire investigators from Anchorage and have these investigated? There's one body that's not found in Tundra still, and there was no investigation, nothing, and it's a big question mark. We need some investigators here in Bethel. We can't just leave stuff like this, like let other people think like me. If it was my daughter, yeah, I'd get something done. I'd go above these authorities and call other higher authorities out there and ask for help here in Bethel area, that we need investigator. My sister,
no,
she disappeared many years ago from here in Bethel, and we never found her still. And here's more, there's more on top of that, are not found yet. We are Yupiks. We can't just be stepped on every day or controlled by Pakshaks. So let's help each other and get investigator for us here in Bethel. Let's quit leaving these unsolved mysteries and leave us keep thinking what happened and what really happened.
Anna?
Nobody seemed to take anything serious whenever there's a death that is unsolved.
Okay.
That's all I need to say. I wanted to let it out because it's been bothering me for months and months and months, ever since we lost my granddaughter.
Yeah.
And now I want something done. I want justice. We're not just Yupik. You can leave us alone. We have brain. We have tongue. We speak two languages or three or four.
Okay.
We got brain. Come on, Yupiks. Help one another. Oh, Yana, that's all.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Anna. You know, I think they, the public safety people, you know, have a protocol to follow, you know, but I've heard some words that, you know, if they suspect a foul play or, you know, a suspicious death, then that's when they would check it out a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody can respond to her concern a little more, we would appreciate a call.
And there it is true that throughout the United States and Canada and in Anchorage and Alaska, Indigenous women being killed or disappeared, so to speak, without investigations is something that is a big concern.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
There are people who are working now to get that taken, you know, to get some attention put on that. And Anna, it sounds like you're in part of that story. And I'm glad that you called.
That's right.
And I'm glad you got some of that out. And many of us care about what you said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Brianna.
All right, we have Noah from Tuluksac. Good morning, Noah. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Peter, both of you. And I thank that lady,
Anna.
Anna. I went through the same process myself. My son was murdered. And hiked the body somewhere in the world. And I never seek justice about it. It takes courage for a person to share it and start that healing process. And that's where it takes place, by sharing from the heart. And that wound that's there will heal by sharing. And I thank her. And another one is... my daughter just called that she's okay.
Okay.
There was an earthquake, and I tried to connect with my wife to tell her that she's safe. I'm happy.
Okay.
And one last one I wanted to share is all the species have albino animals that are white. And I've seen in a glimpse a white lion, and they preserved it so the people won't hunt it. If they kill that white lion, the species below it will diminish slowly. And that's, I share this because my elders, my forefathers had shared it. I am a hunter, and I know if I see one, I leave it alone for that purpose.
Wow.
And I thank you both for, you know, being there to make all this information leak out and learn. We learn something every day, even from a little kid. I can see little kids being mad at once, then turn around and be loving.
Okay.
That's a lesson learned each day. It reminds me and it heals me.
Mm-hmm.
I thank Anna and I thank you both. And I'm sharing a little what I learned from myself, how to take care of myself. If I don't share it and it's a load behind me, and it's going to catch up to me.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank,
right,
you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm glad he wrote, called in, and I'm so sorry to hear lost his son that way. And so interesting about animals, white animals. Well,
yeah, albinos.
Yeah, albino animals.
Yeah.
Like moose, you know,
yeah,
bison.
I've heard that before, that we're to leave them alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So just some update on the earthquake. Mark Springer had called in earlier and gave us some of this information. The tsunami warning issued earlier today for the southern Kenai Peninsula and Cook Inlet has been canceled. The Alaska airport the airport in Anchorage is open. The Alaska Earthquake Center is reporting a 7.0 magnitude quake centered 5 miles northwest of Anchorage near Goose Bay. The quake had a depth of 25 miles. It happened around 8:30. According to the Anchorage Police Department, there is major infrastructure damage across Anchorage. Many homes and buildings are damaged. Many roads and bridges are closed. Police ask residents to stay off the roads if you don't need to drive. Power companies are currently assessing damages and responding to outages. Okay, so that's a nice update. Thank you.
Yeah. I kind of wonder what the weather's like in Anchorage where, you know, all this is happening.
Yeah. I think the weather's kind of mild.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they have any severe weather right now.
Okay,
because
with
good
power out, you know, there'll be
right,
a lot of homes
right
with no heat. And
yeah. All right. We have Shadi from the Fitness Center. Good morning, Shadi. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Shadi.
Okay.
Little change of speed. Just talking a little bit about the facility and what we got going on.
Yes.
So December starts tomorrow, and all of our new group fitness programs start tomorrow, too. These are all the usual programs that we consistently program, and the time to register is right now. So if you're looking to get involved in some physical activity, now is a great time. Additionally, the annual Christmas cookie extravaganza is coming up. It's going to be December 16th. It's open to anybody. It's a huge cookie bake sale, and it goes on at the fitness center, and we would love to have individuals come and sell cookies and support the cause. Beverly Hoffman is the lead liaison for that. So if you're looking to get involved, you can sign up here at our facility or you can contact Bev to sign up.
Yeah, she's the lead cookie lady. Now, what kind of cookies are you going to bake, Shadi?
Snickerdoodles.
Oh,
that's my specialty.
Really? Oh, I love snickerdoodles. Okay.
No, my mom used to bake snickerdoodles. I used to love them.
Uh-huh.
I didn't cook any the last 2 years, but I should cook some. And that's what, if I did cook some, that they would be snickerdoodles.
Okay. Well,
I've
put you on the spot.
Definitely. If you're stuck on a Christmas gift or a holiday gift idea, come to the fitness center and get a gift certificate for somebody. So that would be a healthy way to encourage someone to improve their exercise and fitness levels. And we offer gift certificates during the holiday season.
Oh,
good. Sport camp. So there's going to be some school off in the next couple weeks. Next Friday in particular, we're having a sport camp, and that is limited to 10 students. So if you know you need some child care for your kids next week or over the holiday season when you're going to be at work and they're going to be at home, please reach out to us. There's a bunch of dates. For now, I'll just mention next Friday, morning and afternoon, for children ages 5 to 13. We offer a activities-based sport camp where you can drop your child off at 7:45 in the morning and pick them up at 5:30 p.m. There's a lot of information on that. If you want additional information, visit us at ykfitness.org or come to the facility, and we'll be more than happy to inform you of everything we got going on. Lastly, we're hiring a full-time benefits-eligible position. It's technically called the customer service manager, and this individual would hopefully be working second shift and weekends. So if anybody's looking for a full-time benefits eligible position, we are hiring. You can visit us over here. You can ask for me directly, and I'll send you the information. And that's all I have today.
Okay, Shadi, thank you. Well, there's a lot going on at that fitness center.
Yes, good
place. Now, Peter, I never see you there.
Hardly, yeah.
Yeah. Hardly, if ever, not at all.
Yeah, I'll bring my grandkids over there.
Oh, I love watching the kids in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I went swimming last night, and I've been working out more.
Wow.
Yeah. So, the other thing about the YK Fitness Center is it is so clean. They keep it very nice. Yeah.
Wow.
You ever know? And then they've got those murals now, the salmonberry murals, and then the stained glass of the animals that are preparing themselves to go swimming. They're like cartoon and over above the pool places.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
That's our fitness center. Renee from Bethel is on the line. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Yay.
How are you today?
Good morning.
Good. Yeah. And although there's no Saturday market, still there is Renee.
Yeah. Well, Renee,
you have some other things on your mind.
There is. But I am going to say the VFW is having their holiday bazaar at the VFW.
Yes.
And that's where it's sort of like a Saturday market. So folks can still go there and to do their Christmas shopping and everything else. So our Saturday markets are the 8th and the 15th,
mm-hmm.
and the last one on the 22nd, that's the last Saturday we're going to be doing it, that one's free to all vendors.
The 22nd.
That's our thank you for being in the cultural center and doing the Saturday markets, and it's free to everybody, Merry Christmas kind of thing.
Wow.
Nice.
So in case I didn't mention that before, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that. And then the Dorina Harvey concert is next Thursday. Don't miss it. We've got tickets for sale here at the Cultural Center, and that's brought to us by our wonderful sponsors, Myers Farm, Top Fuel, and Faulkner Walsh Construction. And without them, we wouldn't be able to have the wonderful live performances that we get. I'm hoping Grady's going to be playing a lot more of their music because they're really, I've heard them.
Yeah, to warm things up.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. And then I also want to mention that sometime between the 23rd and the 27th of December, we're going to be having the Cultural Center is going to be sponsoring a drop-in Bethel Regional High School graduates class reunion type thing here. I haven't picked a date yet, so we'll get that out. Mostly because my niece Maya is coming to town, and she doesn't get to see everybody. I mean, she graduated in '89, I think.
What?
Yeah, and
wow.
She would love to see everybody, and I figured, well, why not have all BRH graduates come? They'd get a chance to say hello, do a little visiting, and make it a little potluck, come have something to eat. So I'll get the date out, and I hope everybody right around Christmas, either just before or just after Christmas, we'll have a BRHS class reunion for all years.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyone interested in helping with that, call me. I'm here at 543-4538. Love to have some assistance.
Okay. Well, thank you, Renee. Well,
thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Okay, our lines are open, and we'll give out those numbers again.
They're 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985. The other number, 543-2756. Call toll-free at 1-800-995-8954, or you can email anonymous if you'd like, at radio@kyuk.org.
Okay. You really did memorize all of them.
Yeah, I did. That time I was stuck, without that number.
I know.
So I took an effort just to memorize it.
Okay, good.
We have a caller from Bethel. Ayapun, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Diane and Peter.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Ayapran.
Yeah. Just wanted to mention or say that the holidays are coming up. And I'm so happy that there's like the giving, what's it called, the giving tree, or the people that are giving mm-hmm. to the less fortunate.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that we live like in a third world country kind of environment. And, you know, the thing about Christmas, too, is that everybody, you know, makes a big, kind of like a big deal out of it and makes it too much of a big thing to where it's getting too big to where, you know, you forget the meaning of Christmas. So just wanted to let the people out there know that are less fortunate than anybody that that you are loved, and it doesn't matter if you get a present or not, just as long as there's love in the house, in the home. Hmm. And I feel so bad about, you know, some people that don't get presents just because, you know, all the uppity up people or the rich people or whoever people that make a big deal out of Christmas, you know, don't think of other people that are poor and stuff, and that's how come I'm so happy about the, you know, the giving tree and the thing they talk about on the radio and the media.
Mm-hmm.
It's going around all over in Anchorage or even, you know, outstates and all over, but I just wanted to say that, you know, you're not alone, and that there's other people that, you know, go through the same thing, and I just wish that, you know, that feeling wasn't around, you know, when the holidays come up. But just to mention that and, you know, let them, someone know that, you know, they're not alone, or there's some people out there that do care, and just have the love in the home.
Hmm. Well, okay. Thank you, you know? Very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad that she called in and expressed that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that some people listening felt good hearing that. So thank you, Ayaparin. Next we have John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Because of this earthquake, Bethel, well, the surrounding, you know, Bethel and the surrounding villages need to understand that business might be disrupted today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just know that because of some, there's some bridges that might have collapsed on the way to the airport, and there's some houses or structures burning over there. So expect to have some businesses to be disrupted today. Maybe the airlines even. So how that could be affected these days. If it was a major one, we would have a big problem here in Bethel. And I know we would want to go over and help a lot of people, but I guess transportation will be all disrupted. So you guys have a nice day.
All right.
And enjoy a really wonderful day, and pay for those people that are in Anchorage that are very afraid. I got a daughter over there that just called and wants to come home right now. I tell her, look, there's 250,000 people living there. So go out there and try to help them. And it'll help you being scared, along with the other people who will help you from being scared.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have a nice day. And
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, John.
You know, before we get into the next caller,
sure.
Let's see. You know, John brings up a good point there, you know, that, you know, maybe we should chat about emergency preparedness one day, you know, for this area, because we, you know.
That's a good point. Yeah, there's probably different agencies, they have kind of safety protocols.
Yeah.
But it might be good to have just a general discussion of what
that's
people
right.
should keep in mind and how they might want to have some preparation in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Michelle from Bethel. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Peter and Diane.
Oh,
this is Michelle with Bethel Community Services Foundation.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. And I just wanted to thank all of the individual donors and all of our business sponsors and campaign partners with Bethel Gives.
Yeah.
We had a really successful Bethel Gives season. Most of the campaign ended Tuesday with Giving Tuesday, although we still have barcodes happening at the cash registers at AC and Swanson's. Today is the last day for that. And we know we've set a record with this campaign. We don't have the totals yet because we still have a few things going on around town today, but we know we've set a record for the campaign's history.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. Okay, good. Yeah. Wow.
Really good news. So we want to thank everybody out there who gave to us. And if you're hearing this and wondering what Bethel Gives is, you can check it out at BethelGives.org. So thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Wow. Okay, good. All right.
Good job, Bethel.
Yeah, there's
a lot of
great
things.
I'm sure
there were some other people from, you know, that are visiting Bethel that probably gave too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of great kind of projects and initiatives in Bethel, and it's wonderful to see them supported.
Yes. Our lines are open.
Yeah.
And we just, time goes. It's already
11 o'clock. So we have 29 minutes for you to call in and just talk about whatever you want to talk about. And it could be in your local news. We've been talking a lot about the Anchorage and the earthquake that happened near Anchorage. And different people have called in with, you know, kind of the story of what they've experienced. Also, some cautions about staying off the river right now. It's not safe to be on the river. The Anchorage Airport is open. The tsunami warning has been canceled. That's important to note. So if there were people traveling from Anchorage to Bethel or Bethel to Anchorage, the airport is still open, so that might not... Flights may not be affected, not sure. So those are some of the things. There's a new fitness program starting tomorrow. There's the cookie extravaganza on December 16th. If you're lucky, Shaddy Robbie will have baked his mother's snickerdoodle cookies. We'll see.
Okay.
And that's going on today. The Christmas Bazaar is tomorrow at the VFW at 10 o'clock. That's usually a really nice place to go and pick up some Christmas things. I pick up things there for my trip when I go to Missouri. I'll be going to Missouri for Christmas to visit my mom, my sister, my brother. And then I have a really good friend, Rhonda, in Kansas City I'll be seeing, and other friends in Missouri. We have a caller, Michael from Bethel. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Let's congratulate Peter on his marriage on this day.
Oh.
What?
Thank you.
Wait a minute. You got married.
No, not yet, you know, but
are
tomorrow.
You get,
tomorrow we're planning a marriage.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
You didn't even say anything. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Michael.
Okay. Well, Michael, you let the cat out of the bag. There's a marriage going on. Where are you going to get married?
At the ONC multi-purpose, the old bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
At 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, and is Michael going? Michael, are you going to the wedding? He must have. Oh, we've let Michael go. Okay.
Yes, it's open. Oh. You know, we're welcoming anybody.
Yeah.
We put it on the paper and media, Facebook. So.
Oh, I'm so happy for you both.
Response,
oh, because I like both of you. Great.
Yay.
That's really neat. Okay.
All right.
I'm happy about that.
So it'll be simple.
Yeah.
You know, but we would love to see you and anyone else that like to.
Yeah. I'm dropping by now.
All right.
To see
cool.
the wedding. Yes. Good. That's cool. All right. 1 o'clock.
Yes.
All right. So, again, our lines are open. I do think a call's coming in. I think we're going to get continued reports as the day goes on about what's happened in Anchorage as people come to discover maybe different kinds of damage that has been done.
Yeah. And then at noontime during the news, yes, KYUK will do a coverage on on what happened, and so they'll give out what they know today at noon time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we had a call coming in, but... Oh, Noah, we do. Noah from Tuluksac is calling back in round two. All right, Noah, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to mention to the people that are traveling on land or on river, very important, tell someone where they're going so the people will know that this individual is traveling there, and we, that's very important. That's all I need to express. Very, thank you very much.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding folks that it's pretty dangerous out there yet, you know, so be, if you have to travel, travel with caution.
All right. Next we have Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Saw your picture in the paper.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Yes, thank you.
And good morning to everybody. And thanks to the lady that called in about the impacts of and the need for investigations.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was wonderful. I hope everybody will follow up on that. Many, many families have been impacted.
Are we getting a feedback?
Yeah, you have to turn off your radio, I
think. My radio is off.
Okay.
Oh, it might be something else.
It's just the line.
I am close to the radio, but it's unplugged and off.
Okay.
My apologies.
It's all right. We can understand.
And sorry to hear about the sadness from the city of Bethel. Two qualified audits in 2 years. That is very concerning. There's need to be an investigation on that also. There is usually major, major consequence when a business or a community receives a qualified audit. And when you get two in a row, there's always bad negative results that the taxpayers have to pick up. And I hope you will make a comment or two on two qualified audits in a row from the city of Bethel. One of them came in 2 years late and the other one a year late. Would you like to comment on my comment, please?
Oh, okay. I see. I'm hearing the reverb from that. I'm not up to speed with exactly what you've talked about in terms of those audits. Is that what you're asking about?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that process and what those outcomes were.
Yeah.
Okay. And the impacts.
And the impacts, yeah. But it sounds like something that we should... Do you happen to know?
Do I happen to know what?
What the impacts are from those audits?
Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have many years' experience on the city council dealing with audits.
So, right.
And it was never a good thing then. And the impact can impact your credit rating. If you need to get a loan, your interest rate goes up. The state is taking a close look. That's a few, only a few of the impacts.
Yeah. Okay, well,
thank you
for alerting us to that.
Yeah.
And it's something that people may want to check into more.
Thank you very much. and appreciate everything you do. Thank you. Good morning.
We're on to David, yes.
Thank you. David. All right. We have Carrie from Bethel. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Carrie calling with ONC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm calling because we're going to have a community wellness Yuhuk gathering on December 14, 15, and 16. So the first day on the 14th will start at 7 p.m. And then on the 15th, which is the Saturday, will start at 6 p.m. And then on the 16th, we'll start at 5 p.m. We'll do a renaming ceremony, like for the ONC Healthy Families and the ONC MSPI. That will be revealed on Sunday, and then after that, we'll do a potluck. So we're currently looking for volunteers to do, like, crowd control, and we'll have a sign-up table. We'll need people to volunteer for that, and then we'll have set up and clean up crews that we also need help doing. And volunteers for cooking for the potluck, and this is going to be a free event. It'll be at the multi-purpose building, the old bowling alley, and everybody's invited.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So.
Oh, okay. Oh, sounds like you have another call. All right, Carrie. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You
bye.
Know, in the villages, you know, in the wintertime, you know, to because everybody's mostly home, they used to have these kind of dances when I was a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
man, that would be you know, makes the time go.
Was it Yupik dancing?
Yeah,
and
Yupik
drumming.
Dancing,
oh,
and drumming,
wow.
And man, what such memories of those. Yeah,
that's really so nice. I'm going to read something from Alaska Governor Bill Walker real quick, and then we're going to take a call from Chifornik.
Okay.
From Governor Bill Walker. After a major earthquake, I have issued a declaration of disaster, and I have been in direct contact with the White House. Major General Lori Hummel and I are now working with emergency responders to make sure Alaskans are safe. From the Incident Command Center established at Joint Base Elmendorf and Richardson, we are closely monitoring reports of aftershocks and assessing damage to roads, bridges, and buildings. My family is praying for yours. God bless Alaska.
Wow, that was quick.
Okay, yeah, they're on it. All right,
yeah,
good.
That's good.
Next, we have a caller from Chifornik. Good morning. You're on Talk Line.
Yeah, Peter listening. Peter?
Peter.
Oh, good morning.
Peter is in.
Yeah, Peter, Akingon Kauna, you have to talk to English.
Piyukovit. Tok makaman pilan pani kuzvina ni nasunriktati kaisun taukut nunat nani kais pishat taimatoi kaisun toi manna toi nitlas katkichan nuna kaisun tingsik niluku kaisun samanna yukserikan aunawai Umyakamku makutwanya chikshilrita nunat imakpim chini lokala kata nasufkuna kisu chikai sun apini kata agumkigan kan kauta kun pili. Nuktan, yeah. Asiktok, yeah.
Okay, good morning.
Yes, yeah. Our elder from Trefornik, you know, calling in regarding, you know, because of the global warming, you know, things are like, especially along the coastal sections of our state, they're prone to sudden flooding or high water rising, especially like after what we just heard, the earthquake, you know, and then he's just concerned about that, you know. And I wanted to briefly let him know that maybe they should gather, you know, have a community meeting or community gathering, you know, to talk about that, you know, how in there, because every individual village will, you know, will have a different plan, like, you know, high grounds are different areas.
They and have then, different geography around them.
And then, so they need to, and then like buildings, you know, where they can all gather. So, so people of Trefornik and other villages, for that matter, you know, maybe what you ought to do is have a community gathering and meeting and kind of discuss about, you know, emergency preparedness and just have your own individual plan that everyone would be aware of and know. So that's, and then somebody can,
Okay. We're going to continue with John Carter from EEK. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling for EEK.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. I'd like to talk about something that was brought up just a bit ago concerning the investigation. What I have to say is somewhat touchy. If I want something done, being done in that area, or what I thought, in my thought, is significant to me. Is it going to be investigated? No, it's not going to. Something has to be done first. Similar thing happened to me when I was there in Bethel, city of Bethel one day. I wouldn't point out specifically what it was, but I would say something in that area. I put something in terms of monetary, but the results did not materialize. I called to the authorities, they're better, but they cannot do anything about it, not unless it was written in the complaint form. I don't know what that is. That is yet. When it comes down to us, if I wanted something to be investigated, first I must go to the court system and obtain the complaint form and represent to the, what the caller mentioned just a few minutes ago about the city. Unfortunately, the city is not going to do it. It must go to some other place. For one, if I want something being done and materialized, I must hire a lawyer to represent me for the lawsuit. And to make it blunt, if I want the if it was a corporation, that must be, that is the must, to represent them. And that and then is when the investigation will be done, not before. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, John.
Hey, thanks, John.
He might have been responding to an earlier call.
About that investigation.
Yeah, although people shouldn't have to go to those extents when it's a crime as serious as...
But our lines are open at this time, so we just have a few more minutes, you know, maybe less than 10 minutes now. So feel free to call. Mm-hmm. Numbers, again, we'd like to give them out one more time. 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985, 543-2756. 800.
Gotcha. I was thinking, you know, because you can call the 800 number from anywhere in North America
That's right.
for free.
Yeah, 800-995-8954.
That's it right there. Okay.
I was thinking about something else.
Maybe you're thinking about your wedding tomorrow. I don't know. But anyway, our lines are open. We have just about 8 more minutes left, so feel free to call in and get your comment in. You could still email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your email over the air. And you can be anonymous for either your calls or your emails. There's a call from Ralph in Bethel. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Just before anyone says have a good weekend, then watch where you're going when you travel. If they tell you not to travel, don't travel. Buddy system or someone come with you. Before anyone says have a Merry Christmas, bye.
Okay, thanks, Ralph.
All right,
yes.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay.
That's good.
Yes, word of caution again and wishing everyone a happy Christmas. So we have a caller from Bethel. Mary, good morning to you.
Welcome to Talkline. Good morning, Mary.
All right.
Mary, you're on the air.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make one comment about what Mr. Compton called about the city, the city of Bethel being adequate.
Okay.
I went to the meeting on Tuesday, not necessarily for that part of what the council would be discussing, but it was for something else. It was like always, it was rather interesting, and like always, there were certain city council members who were informed about what's going on regarding that, and then, like, surprisingly, others weren't even aware of what was going on, and I thought that the hours would be, but it was really interesting. There was this one council member who got really, really loud and kept interrupting. And then I couldn't see why he was doing that. However, they had a discussion on taking that issue and speak about it more, and on the next meeting we're tabling it. So like, I'm not even sure if it was tabled or if it will be discussed at the next meeting. But here's another interesting thing about the commission boards and people who are on planning for different things that the city council, you know, there is never a quorum of those groups. There never is a quorum. And there's a couple planning commissions I was at 2-3 years ago, when I was at quorum. And if, when we didn't have a quorum, the deputy clerk went over certain things with those of us who were there. But then, you know, like the excuses I keep hearing from, or the complaints I keep hearing wherever I go, is like, they asked so what went on, and I don't know, call the city council and ask, call the mayor and ask. But then when I see that maybe you should go to the meeting and bring that up, maybe somebody will listen to you. So everybody's excuses as community members is, I'm not going, nothing will get done. So it's that attitude. Actually, I think really no one is to blame, but the communications part and everyone understanding what's going on is very important. Is the most important thing, and people are working together and listening, discussing non-judgmentally. And this morning I wasn't sure, but it was quite almost scary. I was listening to the radio station from Guilin, and then I got a gigantic earthquake. And then there was nothing there. The radio went off. So, you know, having been at a big earthquake in Anchorage, whenever those earthquakes anywhere, I get really scared. And I'm always concerned about the villages who are close to the oceans and places who don't always have the internet access to call. And because so many, even to this date, so many communities cannot get in touch with special CCI or so. And it's a good thing. I do remember, like, even as a kid, where feedback we used to meet together when, you know, to be prepared, and everyone had an input, and that's what we all should be doing in the villages. So, and I'm so glad that OMC is going to be having a yoga that always brings up my spirits, and I know that's a lot of other people too. And Peter, a big giant congratulations to you and to Barbara.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Priyana.
All right, thank you. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mary. So we just have two or three minutes left, and you can try to get yourself a call in if you'd like.
But you have to do it quick.
Yeah.
So we're just about out of time, but we've had an array of callers today.
A lot of
interesting,
And I think there's still going to be news coming in probably for the rest of the day or the next few days about the impact of the earthquake that has happened in Alaska. There's some pictures that are
pretty graphic. Yeah, that picture you just showed me, was that...
that was in Anchorage.
In that Minnesota overhead?
Oh, I'm not sure if that was the off-ramp from the Minnesota Drive off-ramp that's an intersection with International Airport Road. That off-ramp has collapsed, and I think there was a car. The person was safe, but the car was in the middle of the collapse.
Oh,
I guess Wasilla, Eagle River. Oh, we have a caller from Bethel. We'll go ahead and take that.
We're about out of time. Close.
Quick call, Bethel. You're on the air, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Barbara. I'm
to
say hi, good morning, have a good day.
Take your time.
Hey, what's happening tomorrow, Barb? Anything interesting? You doing anything interesting tomorrow?
I guess so.
Okay, I think so. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Your marriage wedding starts at 1, I guess. Do you have family that are coming in?
Yeah, my son is in Anchorage, and he told me this morning that they had an earthquake, and I didn't even know about it until he told me. And I was busy doing things here at work, but they're okay. Yeah, my son and his family are going to be coming in.
Oh, nice. That's really great.
And
well,
the rest of my kids are too far away for them to travel, but they wish us well.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. You and Peter.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
nice.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of getting to the end of our show, and you have probably some things you got to do anyway for tomorrow, and it's so good you called, Barb.
Yeah. Good way to end our call.
Yeah, that was the end of our show. That was really good, yes.
Yeah.
So everyone have a safe and happy weekend. There is going to be rain, so the Bethel roads might get a little slick, and the river is not safe to travel on. So stay off of that and use land travel for your snow machines or four-wheelers if you need to leave your village.
Yes, everyone be safe out there. It's, just be vigilant and, you know, like everybody always urge us, you know, don't drink and drive or, you know, be sober out there.
Yeah.
So be kind to one another. Everyone have a wonderful day and a great weekend. Kuyana chaknak.
Kuyana.